Moncrief on News Talk.
It is kind of a thing for people of a certain age to save up their money, quit their job, and then go solo travelling. And it's all over Instagram and it all looks fabulous. But is the reality as glamorous as that? For Justine Halpin, it certainly wasn't. Justine, good afternoon.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
How long were you saving up to go for?
Oh, about 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, and what was the plan?
So the plan was to go to Southeast Asia for about 5 months, leave in March and come home in August and join the working world again.
Right. OK. And had you planned it out in detail? Where were you going to go and how long are you going to stay there and all that kind of thing?
Vaguely. So I had planned to do a month in the Philippines and then go to Bali for another month and then Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, that sort of area.
OK. That all sounds fantastic. So when you got on the plane, at first, were you feeling excited about it, apprehensive?
Super excited. I've done a small bit of solo travelling before, so it wasn't, travelling alone on a plane wasn't something that I was, like, unusual for me. I'd done it before. It's always a bit apprehensive going anywhere on your own, I think. So there's a bit of nerves mixed with excitement, but it is a small bit scary at the same time. So yeah. Bit of
yeah. Okay. And where was the first place you arrived?
The Philippines.
Right. Okay. And when you arrived in the Philippines, it wasn't like, oh, I better find a place to stay now, or you had planned out that part of it at least.
Yeah. So the Philippines, the Philippines, I've been to Southeast Asia before and it's a little bit more complicated in the Philippines because it's a series of islands. So you do have to pre-plan a lot more of your trip than with other Southeast Asian countries. I found myself being able to wing it a little bit more. So with this plan, or sorry, with this trip, I did have a lot more pre-booked and pre-planned when I got there.
Okay. So then when did you start to feel this isn't working for me?
I'd say about 10 days in, I just found myself really burnt out and really exhausted from a series of things. I think I moved from place to place a little bit too quickly, didn't give myself a chance to settle in. I was a little bit exhausted from just the social battery was just completely drained, just constantly meeting new people. Either I'd leave or they'd leave and then you're doing the whole thing all over again. And I think being a solo female traveller is one thing in itself, and you're kind of always a little bit anxious.
Mm.
Just being a woman on your own on the other side of the world, you're kind of constantly in fight or flight at all times a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think after about 10 days, I just kind of had it in my head. I was like, I don't know if I'm enjoying this as much as I have done before.
Like, and if you go into a restaurant or a bar or anything like that and you're by yourself, you know, even in this country, if a woman goes into a bar by herself, she can feel distinctly uncomfortable. You know, was it like that there?
A little bit. There were circumstances where I went into a bar just to grab a 7-Up, not even an alcoholic drink, and was like, you know, kind of arranging to be set near a fan because I was absolutely roasting. And then the guy would take my order and be like, are you here alone? And that might be such an innocent question and he might not have any ill intentions at all. But when you are on your own, I was a bit like, oh, why asked me that? Yeah, I am. And I actually cancelled the drink. He was only making me a 7-Up, but it made me feel so on edge that I was like, I actually don't want the drink. I'm just going to go somewhere else. It happened in like another circumstance where I had to get a tuk-tuk home from the pub one night and the people I had met, I just decided I needed to get a flight in the morning. I'm going to go home and went back to the hostel and in the tuk-tuk, the guy was asking me, are you alone? And it's just, if a taxi man asked me that over here, I'd be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I just was too anxious at all times that I just thought this is not worth it.
Yeah. So it wasn't like there was one specific event that made you say, no, I'm not going to do this anymore.
There was a couple, yeah. And I mean, look, a couple of my friends said to me, you know, on Instagram, it looked like you had a great time.
Mm.
And I did for a couple of hours a day on whatever excursion I went on, whatever trip I went on. But there's moments either side of that that I did feel lonely or I did feel anxious or just not 100% okay about it, yeah.
Yeah. So to make that, because you presumably you had told and you put it on Instagram and you told everybody you knew, I'm away, see you in 5 months. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, you're on the way back.
Yeah.
Was it difficult to do that? Because invariably, I assume you're just going to get, what happened? What's wrong? Did she have a nervous breakdown? Is she pregnant? You know, all that stuff.
I made such a big deal about leaving, particularly because I didn't take up a new job. And I was like, no, this is my career break. I'm off. The day I was leaving, I took a picture of the airplane window and wrote, see you in 5 months.
Yeah.
So when I decided that this wasn't really working out for me, I rang my mom and I was like, look, I think I'm going to have to come home. This is not really working. I'm not really happy. And I said, but I'm mortified coming home and saying to people, oh, I couldn't do it. Mm. And she said, well, you'd be a bigger fool to stay there if you're not happy. So I did come home and I had, you know, so many people reaching out. Are you OK? Did something happen to your mom? I do a bit of stand up comedy and a girl I used to work with came to my gig and said to me, we're so worried about you. Why didn't you say anything? We're all so worried something happened to you. And like, she's a really good friend, but part of me also thought, did she come to the gig to ask me that?
What's the story there?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why I made the TikTok, kind of just to be like, I'm grand. Yeah. It's fine. This is just why I came home.
And you had, but you felt a need to have to explain it to people.
Yeah. I guess I didn't initially. And my mom was like, you don't owe anybody an explanation. It's your life. Yeah, go do what you want.
Yeah.
She's dead right. But I think the more people asked, and then people like cared that I didn't think would care, I was like, oh, maybe I should say something. But yeah, it was a bit mortifying. I kind of felt full of shame and like just embarrassment that I made this big deal of it and then decided I couldn't do it. And you shouldn't feel like that, but I did.
No. And did it ever put across your mind that maybe you'd get in the plane home, but just like hide in Cork or something for 5 months and then go, oh, it was amazing.
I was 5 months not in Dublin. I mean, yeah, I'm not technically lying.
Yeah, exactly. I know I didn't get a tan, but you know. One of our listeners says, nobody ever talks about how tiring travelling is. I think backpacking is made out to be the best crack and a once in a lifetime opportunity, which it is. But it's also exhausting. You need to be constantly making the effort to make friends and be upbeat. The hard days are really hard when you're sharing a 12-bed dorm in a hostel, they say, which sounds like very much like your experience as well. In that, and when you get to know someone, how long would you be in their company for?
I mean, if you're lucky, 3 or 4 days. Because a lot of people, they're moving on to the next place or you're moving on to the next place, depending on how long you want to stay. So like, it's really short lived. And it's kind of sad because you can make really good connections with people and be like, oh, I really want to be friends with them. And then they're gone again. Unless... I've definitely been in circumstances before where I was in Vietnam last year and I met a group of girls who I really liked and I was like, can I come with you to the next leg of your trip? And then they allowed me in. But that's kind of rare, I guess.
Yeah. Did you before then, when you were planning this trip, were you thinking, you know, you were seeing other people doing this on Instagram and it all looked fantastic. Was that kind of informing your decisions to a degree?
Yeah, I think so. It was that was informing my decisions and a couple of my friends have done it as well. So... And I'd done small stints before. So I had done Vietnam for 3 weeks last year and the year before I had done Bali for 3 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
So I thought I was well able and I was like, this is grand. And I think the fact that another thing that was making me really overwhelmed was the fact that I was gone for 5 months. And I was like, oh, it's not a little 3 week holiday. Like the thoughts of being here for 5 months and doing this for 5 months freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I have to go.
Isn't that, yeah. Someone says I've done tours with G Adventures. Because it would be too nervous to travel alone. They look after the logistics and then you meet like-minded people. It's a good option if you don't have friends to go with. That sounded like there was a bit of a dig in the end of that, actually, Justine. Solo traveling is a thing people want to do themselves. I was solo traveling last summer, had a great time. There were so many other solo traveling and always people to do things with. Everyone I met was so approachable. It was in the same boat as myself. Would really recommend anyone to go. You do have to be able to put yourself out there, but it's easy because so many other people are in the same boat. Now, I've just met you, Justine, but you don't strike me as particularly shy and retiring. You're not going to be sitting in a corner with your hands over your face.
No, I'm absolutely not shy and retiring. And I completely agree with that, listener. There's so many people doing it. You do meet so many people, but like that, they're just moving on again. And I think I burnt myself out a little bit with the repetition of it all.
Yeah.
And what the first listener was saying is that you're having the same conversations all over again and the same kind of story all over again every 3 or 4 days with new people. So they're completely correct. You do meet great people, but you're just doing it again and again and again.
But the thing is, though, there may well be people right now as we speak doing that, having that same conversation over and over again, secretly thinking, I want to go home, but thinking, no, I can't go home. I have to stay here because Instagram tells me I should be loving this.
I mean, I felt the same, you know, and... Particularly when friends said, but you look like you're having the best time. The Instagram pictures are beautiful. The beaches, this, that and the other. And they are, and they were. But just the other sides of it, as I say, were just too much.
Yeah. What are you going to do now? Did you lose all the money that you'd...
No. I think I only lost the price of one flight. So I had a flight from the Philippines to Bali on the 23rd of May. And I lost out on that, which was about €120. So it's not too
bad. It's not the end of the world. Yeah. So do you have plans to travel again, and are you going to do it differently?
I do. So the reason I went alone was because I wouldn't expect anybody to leave their jobs or like pack shop and come with me.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'll do this myself. I have time for a career break. But my boyfriend has had approved career leave from his job, and we decided to do South America in June and July together.
Oh, so when you went away, did you have, were you in the relationship with him?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, that probably made it a bit more difficult then, did it?
A little bit. And I think I had done this boat trip from one island to the other, which was 3 days. And I was a solo traveller, but I met a couple of couples on the boat and I met groups of friends, and I was kind of this lonely person. And I think when I saw the couples and groups of friends, I was missing that really close connection.
Yeah.
And when people would go off in their groups or go off in their couples, I kind of felt, oh, I want to have somebody to share this with. And I do have somebody to share this with, and he's at home. So it didn't quite feel the same. Mm. And I'd be looking at these beautiful sunsets on the beach and people having dinner. And I was a bit like, oh, I want that.
Yeah, no, completely understand that. Anyway, best of luck on your next trip, Justine. Thanks, William, for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank
that
you
was Justine
much.
Halpin there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.